Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This is our Thanksgiving week here in the United States. Of course, I have to make a little bit of explanation because this program is heard literally around the world. And we have, I don't even know the exact number, but we have a potential of 2.2 billion people that are exposed to my program. And since the population of the United States is only around a little over 300 million people, then the vast majority of those are outside of the United States. So for those of you who are not aware of what Thanksgiving means in the United States, when our country was formed, the very first pilgrims that came over here barely survived the first year. And in Thanksgiving, after they had planted their crops and harvested and had an abundant harvest, they had a day of Thanksgiving where they invited the Indians and they came and they just gave thanks to God. And throughout our history in the United States, many presidents from George Washington on have honored a day of Thanksgiving. And then I think it was Abraham Lincoln that made it a national day of just giving thanks to God for the blessings that we have. And of course, many people today are so far removed from those beginnings that to them, this is a day of football and overindulging yourself and gluttony and things like that. And it's a far cry from what it began. But I am still so appreciative of our Thanksgiving holiday because I believe that it really had the roots to Thanksgiving are probably more pure than any other holiday that we have. I mean, even Christmas has been changed into a commercial deal that it's a tremendous amount about presents and a fat man in a suit and all these kind of things. And, of course, Halloween, there's goblins and witches and things like that. But Thanksgiving is still, even though not everybody observes it that way, at its core, it is all about just giving thanks to God. And I think that's one of the most godly things that we can possibly do. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of teaching on this. I believe that this week we're going to be offering you some teaching on the effects of praise. I have that in book form as well as some other forms. And I want to encourage you that just living a life of thanksgiving is one of the most important things you can do. So during this Thanksgiving week, what we're going to do is offer thanks unto God by sharing some testimonies with you of people whose lives have been changed through this ministry. And I'm not doing this to inflate our ministry, but just like the Apostle Paul said here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he said in verse 1, "Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men." And Paul was saying that, you know, really one of the greatest tests or one of the greatest fruits of ministry is the changed lives. And we have tremendous changed lives. I mean, it is miraculous the testimonies that we get. I just don't have the words to convey to you. I read the guest book on our website nearly every day. I get testimonies and letters and emails, and I go through our phone center and people are constantly telling me. And then plus when I'm out at my meetings, people come up and often they just aren't able to express without breaking down crying about how much God has touched their life and changed them. And I really believe that the fruit of changed lives is probably one of the greatest testimonies to the Word of God and the things that God is doing through this ministry. So recently we were in Uganda and in South Africa, and I had some of my television crew with me, and as I was teaching at these meetings, they just started interviewing people. And they had people come by and share some absolutely amazing testimonies. As a matter of fact, I was recently on the airplane and I was looking at these testimonies that they had shot. And there's many, I think there was 13 or more that they shot just in these two venues we were in. And they impacted me. They really touched me so much so I said, we've got to do something with these programs. So during this Thanksgiving week, What I want to do is minister the Word to you, not necessarily by just preaching out of the Word, which is what I do nearly all of the time, but I want to share changed lives with you and share some testimonies, people's testimonies. And you know, the Scripture says in Revelation chapter 12 that we overcame the devil, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And I tell you, your testimony is powerful, super powerful. Matter of fact, we have a guest here in our studio today, and he was just telling me about the man, you know, who was demon-possessed and had those demons cast out of him in Luke chapter 8. He went back and told his testimony to his town, and the entire town was converted. And when Jesus came back, they all came running to him, and miracles happened. And he didn't have a Bible as such. It was his testimony of what Jesus had done for him that changed that whole town. And so what I want to do this week, we're just going to highlight a lot of testimonies and share some of these things with you. It's going to be a special week, and we will be offering the product on the effects of praise and some things about this these testimonies. But I just want to bless you primarily, and I want to use our week of Thanksgiving by just giving thanks to God for the changed lives, the people's lives that are changed. So here's a few of those testimonies today. I want you to watch this, and then I'll be back at the end of the program.
In May of 2006, our son had loaded onto my computer all of Andrew's teachings. And although I'd grown up as a Christian, the authority of the believer and who you are in Christ, and you've already got it, and all these really impressed both of us, and we were seeing the power of God in a totally new light. So when this Sunday morning, just a week after his birthday, the 29th of October 2006, Dave turned gray. His color was awful, and I could just see him sit. I knew he was having a heart attack. And he lay in the bed, and I phoned the doctor. But before I'd done that, I stood over Dave, and the teachings that I'd listened to for months just came flooding into my heart. And I said, I'm the head and not the tail. And the Isaiah 53, that, you know, by his stripes
we were healed.
We were healed, you know. I'm above and not beneath. And all of these, they just came flat. I can't remember what I said, but I just know that as I was saying this over my husband, the peace and the joy of the Lord was incredible. I phoned the doctor and I said, this and this and this is what's happening. He said, get him to the hospital as quick as you can. So I went to get the car.
I felt I was going to throw up, so I thought I'd better get to the bathroom. And as I got there, I thought, maybe if it is my heart, you know, that wrenching may not do good. And the next thing I remember, I fainted. And I was just came to with my head against the washing machine. And my wife didn't know that it happened. She came and helped me to the car. And we raced across 20 kilometers to the next town where our doctor is. And he'd already phoned the sister to expect us. And so then they had the ECG machine ready, connected me all up.
You know, I can't describe the peace that we both had, you know. And when she'd finished, we were waiting for the doctor to come. And when he came in, he took the ECG. And I watched this thing coming out of the machine. I don't know anything, but the needle was just going like this, you know. And I thought, that looks pretty scary. And I don't know what other tests she did. And then, Dave, when the doctor came to you,
he came over to me and said, David, the good news is that you're still here, that you're alive. The bad news is you've just suffered a heart attack. There's a clot in your heart. The left side of your heart is damaged. We've got to rush you down to Green Acres Hospital in Port Elizabeth. So I said, well, doctor, what are you talking about? What does this mean? He said, look, we're talking about a heart bypass or at minimum a stent. And I said, we haven't got medical aid or anything like that. And, you know, just the costs were exorbitant. And it's quite wonderful the way the Holy Spirit is, the way he just brought back this to me. And I just winked. I had an oxygen mask on by this time. And I just winked at my wife and nodded for her to come over here. And when she approached me, I just leaned over and I said, the first report is not the last report. We believe God's report.
Remembering Andrew's son, you know.
And then I said, I asked the doctor, can we just discuss this a moment? And him and the sister went out. And we just prayed. We said, Lord, here's the doctor's report and his expertise, but we believe your report. He said, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
Yeah.
And Lord, your word says, by your stripes I was healed. And the same spirit that raised the Lord Jesus from the dead is dwelling within me. Will you not also quicken this mortal body? I said, that's what we believe, and I receive that from you. I'm your child, and I just believe your word above all these other evidences here.
And then about 3 o'clock, was it?
Yes,
yes, the sister,
the sister
came in.
And she said that she needs to take a blood test. So she pricked my finger and took the blood test and went to the other side of the room and put it on the table. I was busy with the test. And then the next thing she said, we just heard her saying, this is strange. It's saying it's negative. So I took the mask and I said, if it's an AIDS test, I know I'm negative. But then Mary, my wife, said, well, what do you mean it's negative? She said, well, it's saying that there's no clot in the heart and there's no damage to the heart. So she said, but maybe I'm reading it wrong. The doctor will know.
Yes.
So a little later, the doctor came in and he put the ECG machine on again. And then that second print came out. And then him and the sister were looking at this and we just heard him say, I've never seen anything like this before. This is unbelievable. I've just, in all my experience, I've never seen anything like this. Mm. Then he came over and said, you know, with us doctors, we've got a sort of grading. Common heart attacks are like sparrows, like mossies. They just, that's our grading. And he says, but what I see here is like a pink canary with purple socks. They don't exist. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And then he said, this, it just says a totally different story, that your heart is perfect. And he said, but look, we'll just monitor you through the night. And every hour on the hour, they came and checked my blood pressure and my pulse. The next morning when my wife came for me, I was dressed and ready to go home. And it's just totally the Lord's doing. And it just, but you know, we were so primed with all the teaching that Andrew was giving.
Yes.
That when this
to
attack
God
came, and it was just the enemy, I think he didn't like what was happening to us. But we were not going to accept that. And we just took that, and it's just the Lord's doing. Totally, we give him all the praise and glory.
Praise God. I believe that testimony blessed you. When I saw the interview, of course, I had that couple, David and Mary, come up during our meeting in South Africa, and they gave this testimony, and I was just amazed. But when I saw the DVD of it, it really impacted me, the way that she responded and the way that she was able to leave the hospital and still believe God, and she credited it to the Word of God. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the things that you're hearing here on these programs are changing people's lives, just like David and Mary. Miracles are taking place. They had that doctor's graph there to be able to prove the miraculous manifestation that happened within an hour or two. That same word that they heard that changed their life, that causes David to be alive today, you are hearing that same word. The only difference is it has to be mixed with faith in them that hear it. And I think that sometimes when I'm teaching, because I'm so low-key and I'm just sitting here, people somehow or another don't realize the importance of what I'm saying. You know, a lot of ministers are screaming and yelling, and I guess maybe they are making more of a statement about how powerful it is. But because it is low-key and because I'm not a screaming shouter, some people don't recognize. Hopefully, these testimonies will show you the power that's in the Word and how it changes people's lives. So, man, I'm excited about that. You know, I'd like to share another testimony with you from that same meeting. I mean, actually, it happened about 10 or 12 months before that, but we heard about it at this same meeting in Heidelberg, South Africa, and this couple's baby was stillborn, was born dead. The woman, I think, went through 27 hours of delivery. But anyway, it's a great testimony, and again, they would not have been able to stand and have seen this miracle of their baby being raised from the dead if it hadn't been for the Word of God that they've heard. And so here is another testimony, another praise the Lord, thanks to God for the way that the Word of God is changing people's lives all around the world.
A few weeks prior to Benjamin's birth, I was listening to Andrew Womack preach on unbelief and what is the other one? Unbelief and the authority of the believer. And, you know, it really, these teachings, it has changed my life. I can say that for sure. And because it's changed mine, it's made an impact on my families. I actually first heard about him in the UK. A partner of Andrew Womack's in the UK introduced me to one of the CDs called You've Already Got It. And that changed my outlook on Christianity completely. My wife we were expecting a child, right? Benjamin. We didn't know it was a boy at the time. We thought it was a girl. And what happened at the time, she went into labor. She went into about 27 hours of labor. What happened is the oxygen was cut off to his brain. while he was in the womb. Benjamin came out and he was blue. He was no heartbeat. There was no breathing, nothing. He was dead. There was no life in him. And all I could think of is just, you know, speaking the word of God and speaking the promises of God and what we saw for his life. Because, you know, that's what Andrew taught, and that's how we've been exercising ourselves for quite a while before his birth. My wife wasn't very well at all, but yet she was still quoting the word of God and saying, you know, you will live and you will not die. But I must say, I was subject to unbelief at the time, because the nurses were in a panic, and you know, there was just general panic in the room. And so what I did is I called my pastor, who didn't see what I saw. He couldn't see the panic and all of that. And I just said, you know, pastor, we need to pray. And he said, is Benjamin alive? And I said, no, there's nothing happening. They were doing CPR on him at the time. And we prayed, and immediately after we said amen. And I just took my eyes off the circumstances, focused on the word of God, and Benjamin just took his first breath. I mean, it was like our first breath as well. But then anyway, after that, the nurse moved him to an incubator, and she knocked his head hard. So you had to go to ICU. And in ICU, they didn't give us good reports at all. But thanks to what Andrew taught about, you know, speaking the right things. And if you encounter a problem, speak to that problem. Speak to the mountain, like Jesus spoke to the fig tree. And those scriptures just kept going through my mind. And every time the doctor would say, you know, his movement is erratic, I'd say, movement in the name of Jesus, I command you to be normal. And, you know, things like that all the time. He'd say, the brain cells are damaged. And I say, every brain cell in your head will be healed in the name of Jesus. What the doctors term a lack of oxygen to the brain is something called HIE. And it works on a scale from 1 to 15, basically. And Benjamin, at the time he was born, is a 10. And basically, we didn't have a good report from the doctor at all. He said, look, because I looked at Benjamin's movements, it was very erratic. And the doctor also showed that to me. And he said, there's a good chance that my boy's, in fact, there's a very good chance that my boy is going to be retarded. And we moved him to another private hospital. And from there, the report started getting better. That's where the doctor told us, you know, exactly what was going on. He said, when he came into the private hospital, he was at about 10. So, remember I told you about the HIE scale, 1 to 15? So we kept whittling that numbers down. We kept attacking the numbers that they gave us. We said, 10, you will not be 10 anymore. You will be 0. And then, you know, after a day or 2 days, we'd go in again to the doctor. And the doctor said, this boy's making a remarkable recovery. Because they can't treat it. There was no operation they could do. There was nothing that they could do to get his brain cells to work normally. And that scripture came to me where, you know, this is where Andrew talked about unbelief. And he said the father of a child that was, I don't know, he was obviously possessed with demons. And the disciples couldn't cast him out, even though they had faith. And I knew that I had the faith of God because of what Andrew's taught. And, you know, I've just lived it. It's been real for me. So at the time, I just blocked all of the negativity out. And I sat down and I just focused on that scripture. The whole time focused on it. And man, I'm not saying that's the cause of it, but God has been so good that every time we went to the doctor was less and less. And eventually he said one. And we rebuked that one. And the very next day they let him out. He said, this boy is absolutely normal. And we have two highly acclaimed gynecologists in our assembly where I worship at Sowers of the Word Church in Crawford. And the one guy, he actually saw to my wife prior to, but he wasn't there at the time. He said, this is a certified miracle. You cannot believe that this baby is the way he is today. So all praise to God, and, you know, thanks to Andrew Womack for what he's been teaching. That's it in a nutshell, yeah.
Praise God. I pray that these two testimonies have helped you today. You know, one of the ways that I respond when I hear testimonies is I know that the Scripture says God is no respecter of persons. I believe that's Romans chapter 2, verse 11. And if God is no respecter of persons, and that means that what happened to David and Mary, the way that he was healed, the way that this little baby was raised from the dead and his parents stood, did you know the same word that worked for them will work for you? And when I hear a person's testimony, that's the way I respond, is it encourages me that God, if you will do that for them, I know you will do it for me. And so I offer these testimonies to you today, hopefully to encourage you that look what God is doing. Look at the Word of God. And many of you, you may not be facing a critical situation where you've had a massive heart attack and you're in the hospital or your baby was born dead. Some of you may be facing things like that, but yours may be in some ways less. Maybe it's things that you can live with. Did you know, actually, if your problem is something that you can live with, that makes it harder to deal with. And I know some of you may not understand that, but it's because when you get into a crisis situation and there's no other alternative, well then, man, you have no distractions. It's like the power of a laser is focusing all of that light into one point. If you diffuse it, it loses its power. People get sidetracked. They get diffused. They get diluted by it's something that they can live with and it doesn't have to occupy their attention. So in some ways, it's actually harder to deal with things that maybe are not life-threatening at the moment. Maybe it's something that's coming, but you don't have to deal with it right now. But see, you could take these same principles that you've heard in these testimonies today, the same truths that set these people free, and you can take those truths and apply them to your life. And I tell you, if you would believe God and just stand, I mean, against the report, both of these had reports from the doctors that things were wrong. And then, as this baby began to start showing signs of life, then they jumped in that it's going to have brain damage, it's going to have all of these problems. And this couple just stood because they had a word from God. Every one of you have a word from God that God wants you above all things to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That is the word of God. The only thing it needs is for you to mix faith with it. The only thing it needs is for you to activate the power that's in that word. And hopefully these testimonies today have helped you to do that. And let me just say to those of you who have been partners with us and you've been a part of this ministry, I just want to give a big thank you to you for the way that you've enabled us to do this. You know, our television bill now has approached, I'm not even sure at the moment, but I know it's over $1 million a month, and we don't push and pull for money the way most people do. We don't have red strings and green strings to sell, and we don't have $1,000 prove me offerings and just everything else. And we do ask people and encourage people to give, but you know, it's our partners who have just chosen to give freely. And so I want to thank you. I'm thankful for our partners. I couldn't do what I'm doing if it wasn't for people that helped us. So I hope that you will see that these testimonies of this little baby that was raised from the dead and the joy that's in those parents for David and Mary and him being healed of this heart problem. Do you know what? That's fruit that abounds to your account. God has blessed you. And, you know, I feel a tremendous amount of satisfaction and thanksgiving when I see this, but I hope that every one of you that has helped us and has been a part of what we're doing feels the same satisfaction, because you know what? We could not do it without you. You are a blessing. So praise God. I pray that these programs today have blessed you, and I'd like to encourage you to listen to our announcer as they give you information about how you can get this teaching on the effects of praise and also this DVD about changed lives.
Andrew's complete teaching titled The Effects of Praise is available on either CD or in book form. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Request item T1004C for the CD album or T309 for the book. This series is also available for audio downloads absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. To order from the web, click on Store, also on the left-hand side. The first teaching in the album titled Effect of Praise on the Believer is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this first CD free of charge when you write or call. Request item TW2C. This is the only day we'll be offering this first CD, so be sure to contact us today. We're pleased to announce that Change Lives Africa 2009 is now available. Contained on this DVD are powerful testimonies of changed lives, healings, and even two stories of children raised from the dead. Change Lives Africa is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Request DVD T3007D. To write us, use the address on your screen. If you prefer, you can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
On our program today, I was thanking those of you who are partners for helping us to change these lives. And I'd like to ask those of you who were blessed by this and are seeing the impact that the Word of God is making, if you are not a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about it and become a partner with us. I mean, this isn't about building a ministry. It's about changing people's lives. And we are reaching around the world. Now, 2.2 billion people have the potential of watching this program, and we want to expand and reach even further, but we need people to stand with us. If you've been blessed, I encourage you to call that number that you see on your screen and become a partner with us today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth Seminar December 31st through January 2nd. He'll also be in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 4th through the 6th.
I'd like to give you a special invitation to join me on December the 31st. That's, of course, New Year's Eve through January the 2nd. We're going to be back at the Biltmore Resort in Phoenix, Arizona. This is going to be a special time. I've got a special announcement to share with you. This will be my first time to share it publicly. And I tell you, if at all possible, I'd encourage you to come and be with us. Also, Charlie and Jill LeBlanc will be there with a live band. It's going to be a great time. Last year we had over 1,000 people. We're expecting more this year. Plus, you get a special rate at the Biltmore, a reduced price of $139 per room, and they normally start around $300 up to $1,000. And that price is good for 3 days before or 3 days after. So come join us for our Phoenix Gospel Truth, December the 31st through January the 2nd.
For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.